Support Our Schools for a Bright Colorado, a campaign headed up by State Senator Raleigh Heath, intends to ask voters to raise the state sales tax and income tax to 1999 levels. The increased revenues would be used to fund K-12 education. State Senate Minority Leader Mike Kopp was critical of the move, calling Heath tone-deaf to the concerns of families and businesses across the state. Patricia Calhoun from Westward. Do you think Colorado voters are ready to raise taxes for education?
I think Colorado voters are definitely ready to think about all the problems with how education is funded in this state and the problems in the Constitution that label stick pots of money in different places. But this isn't the conversation right now. This is just Raleigh Heath, bless his heart, taking on another crazy quixotic campaign. He ran for governor, didn't do well there. Tried to do redistricting this year. Didn't go very far either. And this one won't go any further, but at least it's got the discussion going. You know this is not the only discussion. There are think tanks. There are other legislators thinking about what can be done. And you need a much broader discussion with a broader group of supporters to really get it through.
Dave Kopel from the Independence Institute. A lot of people probably think education needs to be funded. But a lot of other people say, look, even if you pass a tax right now, where's that money going to go? It's just going to essentially, effectively be an enhancement to the general
fund. That's exactly right. The Colorado State Constitution requires a uniform, good system of public education in our state, but there's not one word in this Heath tax proposal which would actually compel that the hundreds of millions of additional tax revenues go into more funding for K-12 education, which I agree is an important constitutional responsibility. I think another challenge in passing this is, well, say Bill Owens could be the leader in passing the referendum seat tax increases because he had a good record as a tax reformer and tax cutter in some cases in the past. Raleigh Heath doesn't have the record on education reform. If you had, say, Chris Romer or Mike Johnston, somebody who's been a leader on education reform, would have a better chance of passing.
All right. Political analyst Eric Sonderman from SC2.
Politics is about a number of things, but high on that list is timing and coalitions. The timing on this is all wrong. The coalition is not the right coalition. With that, I'm going to pass the baton to my friend, Mr. Haley.
All right, Dan Haley from the Denver Post editorial page. Look, timing is very important in politics. Raleigh Heath has demonstrated over and over again he's not a master of timing. Hickenlooper probably is the governor who will probably bring up something like this in the next year or so.
Right. I think the danger here is if this thing goes through and it's on the ballot and if it gets killed in a big way, how does that impact what happens maybe in 2012 or 2013 when the governor and a more broad coalition wants to bring this exact same tax hike to the table? I think it's a pretty modest tax hike going back to the rates we had in 1999 and 2002 for these two tax levels. So it's probably what's going to come up, but I don't think this is the right year to do that. 2011 is the economy's still bad. People are still kind of feeling it in their pocketbooks. So I'm not sure this is the way to do it, especially as we've said at this table, without that broad coalition, you need some Republicans to stand up along with the governor.
All right, Eric, you've waived the balance of your time. We have a few seconds if you want to throw in a couple more thoughts.
No, I mean, just playing on both David and Dan. These things take all the stars in alignment. Ref C passed by a very narrow margin with the most incredible campaign you've ever seen, and with the state, or at least with individuals, feeling economically better off than they do right now. People are always going to put their own personal budget travails ahead of the state's budget travails, and that's not the case right now.
Probably not money to fund a campaign either, to launch a big campaign.
Good point. Well, the legislature didn't go for it, but maybe voters will have a different opinion. For our media partners at KUNC, I'm Raj Chauhan.